This would be the Art Drysdale gardening vignette. Poems, Madonna lily, nasturtium, dandelion, etc. 3, 2, 1. Today, 3 more short poems about garden flowers. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. 8 lines about the Madonna lily after this. 3, 2, 1. There is a lady in my garden with a dress of tender green. Her smile is sweet and her face is white as milk with an ivory sheen. Some say that she is haughty, some say that she is cold, but I know that the stately lily has a heart of purest gold. Mention of the Madonna lily brings my thoughts to lilies in general, and even though there has been a great increase of interest in perennials generally, I believe that lilies are one family that could be enjoyed by a lot more gardeners today. Here's a verse about the nasturtium. I found out about Miss Nasturtium, but it's taken a long, long while, for she tricked me as well as others with her gay and giddy smile. Well, she puts on her orange bonnet at the earliest touch of sun, and runs all about the garden and tattles on every one. Again, in 1934, when that was written, virtually the only color for nasturtiums was orange, but now there is a much wider range. The habit of the nasturtium spreading in the garden is well put by the poet. Finally today, one of my favorites, it's about the dandelions. The dandelions are very rude. They do not seem to know the rules of floral etiquette, the thing to do, and so they come into the garden, whether they're asked or not. They get in the beds of the choicest blooms and ruin the garden plot. They never come by ones or twos, but simply by the dozens. I think that they must be country folk. They have so many cousins. I'm Art Drysdale.